Hey everybody, I'm Dylan Huffman, Haywood County, North Carolina's Public Information Officer. Welcome to Smoky Mountain Echo. On this episode, we're going to talk about the ins and outs of recycling and sustainable practices here in Haywood County and beyond. We'll dive into the world of recycling, covering everything from its importance to the challenges that we're facing here in the community and some of the solutions. But it's not just about understanding recycling, it's about taking action. I have Zandra Kirkendall here with me today from Haywood County Recycling. Zandra, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Dylan?
I'm good. Let's kind of start our conversation by talking, you know, recycling is a word that we hear a lot, but what exactly does it mean and why is it so important?
So recycling is the practice of reusing or repurposing materials at the end of their intended useful life. This is important because we only have one planet and a very finite amount of materials to work with. A lot of folks don't realize that once something goes into a landfill, it is extremely difficult to remove it from that environment due to current regulations. Repurposing recycled materials also uses less resources in the remanufacturing process, for example, water and electricity. So it's more efficient to remake glass or plastic bottles and steel cans than it is to make new ones from all that raw material.
What are some of the key items that folks should be recycling?
So the key items that we're going to focus on today are bottles, tubs, jugs, jars. That's our marketing. Plastic bottles, plastic tubs, glass bottles, jugs, either be plastic or glass, tubs, jugs, jars, anything glass, anything that's a container, that's what we're going to focus on. And then all paper. So we want that paper and we want cardboard.
Are there any specific items that maybe shouldn't be recycled?
Plastic bags are our worst contaminant for single stream recycling. They are recyclable in a sense that you can take them back to the grocery store. But in our single stream with our processor, we cannot take any kind of plastic bags or filmy plastics.
Okay, that's good to know. Can you maybe provide some insight into how recycling is going here in Haywood County? And maybe are there any challenges that you guys are seeing?
So we have been participating in a statewide Recycle Right campaign since 2019. It's simply put, it just makes it easier for our residents to recycle across the state. So no matter where they go in the state, whether it be here in Haywood in our mountains or to the Piedmont or to the Outer Banks, they're going to have this exact same messaging. So that's going to help with what we recycle and how we look at what we're going to recycle. The challenge is getting everyone out of the mindset that the chasing arrow symbol on it means that it's recyclable. Truth is that arrow on plastics is just an identifier as to what time that type of plastic it is, whether it be a PET, an HDPE, a PP, which is a polypropylene, or a mixed plastic. Everyone wants to recycle everything, but in reality, recycling is a business, and our processors choose what they will accept based on what the end markets are for those materials. And if there's no other outlet, then we can't collect it. Currently, we are ranked number 7 in the state for our per capita recycling. Fiscal year 22 was the first year we broke our top 10 out of 100 counties, but we can do better. Contamination rates are a little hard to factor in, so we do have some contamination issues. And if we can reduce that contamination and increase what our approved materials collections are, we can prove that even a small town county like ourselves can make a positive impact. Just as well as some of the larger metropolitan areas.
Being ranked number 7, that's amazing. But like you said, there's always room for improvement, right?
Definitely. I mean, we're up against all 100 counties in North Carolina. And if we can beat the big cities, then we can certainly do better. Yeah.
You were talking about recycling being good for the planet. Let's kind of hit on that a little bit. How does recycling specifically benefit the environment and our communities?
Recycling helps the environment by reducing our need to continually pull raw materials from the ground. We have very finite amounts of these raw materials, and if we continue to dispose of perfectly good materials in the landfill, we're going to eventually run out of those raw materials that are needed to make new materials. This process is very damaging, not only to the ground, but to the plants, air quality, etc. Recycling also benefits the community by reducing our dependency on the landfill, which is also very limited in space. Plus, siting a new landfill now is getting extremely difficult and expensive due to lack of space and regulations. So we don't have the room for a new landfill. North Carolina State's not going to permit a new landfill. Once we run out of space, we're going to have to find somewhere else to go. We prefer not to.
Are there any misconceptions about recycling that you encounter?
The biggest one is that we don't recycle in Haywood County. Haywood County, we have a very active recycling program. I try to get out as much as I can to encourage people to recycle. The biggest issue, of course, is the contamination based on stuff that people want to recycle. The more contamination present in our materials, the harder it is for our processor to get a clean material to sell. So when we see stuff coming back from the processor going to the landfill, it's because of its contamination. It's not because we're not processing or recycling properly.
What roles do folks play in improving the recycling rates and practices here in the county?
So my biggest thing is people, we don't want them to be wish cycling. Wish cycling is when you want something to be recyclable, but in reality, our processor doesn't take it, or we have no capacity to get it repurposed to an end user. Thermoform plastics, which are the plastics that are shaped around a product, and rigid plastics are good examples of this because we currently don't have infrastructure locally to take that material. And since the export regulations have changed recently, 2018 recently, it's gotten a lot stricter in what we can send overseas for export. So we're going to stick with the basics. We're going to leave out contaminants and be mindful of what we're purchasing. Then if we do that, we can reduce the amount of materials that may end up in a landfill. And as far as convenience, that's the biggest thing. It's become a huge factor in our lives in the last 40 plus years. Single use, everything has become the norm. I'll admit I am spoiled when it comes to convenience. I really do love my sodas. I tend to eat out a bit more than I really should. So takeout restaurants are probably one of the biggest generators of single-use items, the sauce packets, the cutlery, straws, paper wrappers, styrofoam cups, and containers. All these items are used one time and thrown away. But I've gotten into the habit of when I go out, I decline to use a straw, and I only ask for sauce if I know I'm going to use it. And usually if they have the styrofoam containers, I try to get away from those as much as I can, but some of them I really can't.
Sure.
But, you know, you can take your own container.
Yeah.
You're allowed. You can tape your own cup. So if you take your cup, if you take a container for your leftovers, you can do that. Restaurants will allow that. So the little things like that can make a huge impact on what's thrown away and for the business, because if they're not having to buy those items that are going to be wasted, then it's going to save them money in the long run, too. If we can get them into the habit of asking if we need a straw or if we're asking if we need the sauce packets before we automatically put it in the bag, it's going to reduce their cost and their what's wasted. And there are groups around the county and around the world currently working on solutions for these items, but it is a slow process.
Sure.
It's really hard to tell a business that they can't make something because they are making money off of those items. But we can work with them to have ways to make them a more recoverable or sustainable material.
What are some things that you're doing for education and outreach here in the county when it comes to recycling?
I am extremely proud to say that Haywood County has partnered with Haywood Community College, Haywood Waterways, and our library system, Soil and Water Conservation, to do recycling education. With the community college, I go into the classroom of their environmental sciences teacher, Susan Roberts, and we actually teach those students the importance of recycling. And then when they are done with that instruction, they take that knowledge and we do a program called Students Teaching Students, where we take those students into the elementary schools and present to their fifth graders on the different aspects of environmental responsibilities. And then those fifth graders then take responsibility of teaching the younger kids in their school about what they've learned. So far, we've gotten our program in motion at Junaluska Elementary School with their cafeteria carton program and classroom recycling. And we are progressing with North Canton Elementary School. So we've done our initial visit there and we're getting ready to put the cans into place there. Hopefully we will get into all of the elementary schools within the next couple of years, but it is kind of slow. We are participating with the Soil and Water Conservation District during their annual field days. And then we also are a silent sponsor for Haywood Waterways for their stream cleanup program. So we provide some buckets and grabbers and bags and stuff for them so that they can go out and do some stream cleanups. And then I do also different speaking engagements with different groups upon request. And I do try and have a booth set up at the county fair and other places upon, you know, upon request.
Absolutely. What advice would you give to folks who maybe want to start recycling, but maybe they don't know where to start?
Start small. You know, in your kitchen, you have your milk jugs, you have your soda bottles, you have your yogurt and butter tubs. So start small. The easier it is to get started with your cans, your bottles, tubs, jugs, jars, if we get those materials, that's going to be the majority of the stuff that is going to come out of your home that's recyclable. So start small. It doesn't have to be complicated. And as you see things that you go, oh, well, I can use this or we can not buy that, then it becomes a habit, and then you're more likely to recycle more and better materials in the future.
Where in Haywood County can folks take the recyclables?
So Haywood County has 10 convenience centers all around the county, plus our main facility in Clyde. All 10 convenience centers will take household recyclable materials and used motor oil. They will take compact fluorescent bulbs and fluorescent bulbs. And then our main facility in Clyde, we do our household recycling, plus we have tire recycling, metal recycling, electronics recycling, batteries recycling, both household and car batteries. And then we also are doing a used antifreeze at the main location, and we can also take mercury-containing devices, so the fluorescent bulbs or thermometers or anything that has mercury in it, we want to take that as well.
And you can find the addresses to all of those locations on our website, haywoodcountync.gov.
Correct.
So we have an event coming up. It's the Haywood County Household Hazardous Waste Event. Let's talk a little bit about what that is and what folks need to know.
Okay. So the Household Hazardous Waste Event is going to be May 18th. That's a Saturday. It's going to be held at our main facility in Clyde. Consolidated Waste Services that runs that facility will be there on site to collect with EcoFlow. They will be taking oil-based paints, pesticides, and just home pesticides, not commercial pesticides. Any other materials that are considered hazardous, we did publish a list of those materials. They will take that, I believe it's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. that Saturday. So any paint that you have, it doesn't have to be dried out. They will take it and process it and get it recycled properly. So they're taking all of that on that day.
If folks miss the event on May 18th, are there other events throughout the year that folks will be able to
We will to? Have another event in the fall. That date has not been set yet, but we are working with our contractor to get that date set as well.
All right. Zandra, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Whether you're a longtime resident, a newcomer, or just curious about the workings of local government, our podcast is one of your go-to sources to staying connected and informed. New episodes are available the last Tuesday of every month and always available on demand wherever you get your podcasts. You can check out our website, smokymountainecho.podbean.com. We'll see you next month.